This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840. Now, back to more Trivia Friday.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Thanks for listening to AFR. Trivia Friday it is, also known as Learning University. Learning University is on the air. Tim, Ed, and JJ, we're here every Friday, most every Friday we're here. And we go back to...
Hey, you're going to tell us the other four ways to cook a turkey.
Oh, okay. Is Izzy still on the phone?
She is.
Okay, she was the one who guessed four of the eight. My question, if you're just joining us, was according to Martha Stewart, there are eight ways to cook a turkey. And I asked our callers to name four of them. And if you do that, we'll send you an AFR ball cap. And so Izzy answered the question correctly. Izzy, you said, what was the four you said real quick?
Roasted, upside down, deep fried, and grilled.
Okay, here are the other four ways that you can cook a turkey. According to Martha Stewart, there's something called spatchcocked. You ever heard of that?
Mm-mm.
It's when you remove the neck and backbone and you cook the turkey flat rather than upright.
Hmm.
It's easier to cook. It cooks faster that way.
Huh.
Spatchcocked. I never heard of it either.
Be a great name if somebody's expecting and they haven't got a name picked out. Boy or girl.
Oh, Spatchcock?
Oh, absolutely. That would flow.
Just call him Spatch for short.
Yeah, it's a nickname.
That's right.
Yeah. Okay, so other ways to cook a turkey of the eight, braised, something called roulade, R-O-U-L-A-D-E.
I'll take that sometimes if I have, acid reflux.
Upset.
Roulade?
Upset roulade. Tummy? Yes.
I think this is where you stuff it with, a swirl. You make it, it's decorative.
Wow.
And then the last way, the most, a lot of people smoke turkeys.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's the last way.
Now, all right, so Martha Stewart, she really was the gold standard. And when she wasn't in prison, she offered a lot of good tips on how to decorate your home and cook and stuff.
Yeah, she did get those PT, didn't she?
Insider trading or something.
Prison time. She almost hooked me in on that deal.
Is that right?
Uh-huh. I almost got in on that deal right there, too. I'm glad I didn't. I had a check in my spirit. You know what I'm saying? You ever have that happen to you?
Yeah, especially when you came into my office and you said, hey, I just need three people under me, and then you get three people under you.
Right, and I drew you that diagram?
Yes.
A pyramid?
With the dots out to the circles out to the side?
That's right.
If everybody done that part, we'd all been rich.
We absolutely would.
Anyway. All right, so Izzy, go ahead. Ask your question for us.
Okay. Where was the movie Raiders of the Lost Ark filmed?
Where was the movie Raiders of the Lost Ark filmed?
Well, go out on a limb and say somewhere near Texas, like where Lizzie is, because that's where that would make it really make it real personal for her to ask.
First of all, part of that would have been filmed in Jordan.
Yeah.
Oh, you think
Petra.
It was?
Petra.
That was the last part of it. That's what, one third of the movie?
Petra, the city, the ancient city of Petra. I'm also going to say, I think some of it was in Morocco, but now Texas could have been some of it.
I might take mine back because
where was Raiders of the Lost Ark? Where was that filmed?
It was Petra.
Petra, yeah, in Jordan, yeah. Petra, yeah.
Yes.
Oh, was the whole thing filmed there? Do you know?
In Jordan, maybe.
Not the whole thing, but most of it.
Yeah, because that's the big scene with them riding horses and inside the Petra and all that, looking for the Lost Ark.
And it made an awesome 80s contemporary Christian rock group.
What's that?
I was a big Petra fan. I really was.
Oh, Petra. Wow. Oh, Petra. Yeah, Petra. All right, Izzy, thanks so much.
Stay on the line. We're going to put you on hold. Then Amanda will get your information, and we'll send you a ball cap because you answered the turkey question correctly, and you earned that that cap. And so you have a great weekend. All right. We're going to stay in Texas,
boys. Do we need to repeat our questions?
Sure, we can do that.
Sorry to be interrupting you there, but I think it's
been a while. I still have three questions remaining. What Old Testament prophet was the last of the judges? It's not Malachi, and it's not Samson, Samson being the last of the judges in the book of Judges. This is let me just put it this way. It's someone who shows up in the next book. Okay.
I've got a follow-up to that, too, by the way.
Okay.
Answer that one.
Second question, what American hero was known as the Apostle of Liberty? And in the Christmas classic Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, what is the name of the elf who wants to be a dentist?
Mm-hmm.
Here's what I've got. First question, if you retire from Major League Baseball or the NFL, how many years do you have to wait to be eligible for the Hall of Fame? Second question, true or false, bobbing for apples is a fall festival activity that Romans brought to Britain when they invaded. Is that true or false? Then I'll add one. What is the logo for Mack Trucks? Mack Trucks have been around a long time. Iconic. You know, when we were a kid, we said, man, you look horrible. You look like you got hit by a Mack truck.
Right.
But what is the hood ornament? What is the logo for Mack Trucks?
I think they've changed that now. You look like you got hit by a Tesla pickup. I think that's the latest thing. You know what I'm saying?
Well, Mack Trucks.
When somebody looks bad.
Right, right.
You got hit by a Tesla pickup hit you, or what happened to you?
By an electric. By an electric vehicle?
A big stainless steel wedge, electric Tesla truck.
All right, here I got one question left, and
you're just gonna hold on to those other questions.
Yeah, work too hard for them. not gonna lay three more out and then have to give them up at the end here. All right, so here's my one question that I have left. What are the two most used names of God in the Bible? And these are Hebrew words. Okay, these are Hebrew words. So the two most used references to God are this and what?
Any of those have an upside down E, just to kind of give us a hint?
An upside, no, not,
giving,
they got
a,
one of them has
a hard
an,
time.
One of them has an upright E, but not an upside down E, you know, like a turkey.
Yes.
In an oven.
Right.
Like you're going to do this afternoon, right, JJ?
That's right.
Upside down.
Now, what would be the purpose of cooking the turkey upside down?
I do not know.
Would you find out the answer to that first?
You know, I can, and I can report back. I can text you guys tonight this evening, right after the egg bowl.
Yeah.
After we get shellacked.
The deviled egg bowl.
The
deviled egg bowl. All right. Who's up, Ed?
All right. We go back to Texas, and Sarah is on the line. Sarah, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hi.
Howdy, Sarah.
Hello. Hi. Hello.
Hey, Sarah, where are you calling from in Texas?
Murchison.
Okay. Which is near where?
It's about 90 miles east of Dallas.
Okay. So, Tyler?
Yeah.
Okay. Gotcha. All right, Sarah, we'll ask, answer, or both?
I'm going to do both.
Okay, which one do you want to take a shot at here?
I'm going to take a shot at the last judge.
All right, Sarah, here's the question.
Here we go.
What Old Testament prophet was the last of the judges?
Samuel.
Samuel.
Hey!
Wow!
And that is the mystery question, Sarah. You answered correctly.
All right.
So
thank
Sarah
you.
wins the ball AFR ball cap.
Absolutely.
To her, because that was a mystery question. The cowbell rang, and Sarah won herself a cap, ball cap. Way to go. How did you know
thank
that,
you.
Sarah? How did you know the answer to that?
Well, just reading the Bible and studying it all my life.
Okay, I've got a follow-up question, Sarah. You ready? Yes or no?
Okay.
Yes or no? Did the Old Testament judges ever repeat their warnings to the people of Israel? Or would they only give it one time?
They probably need it too.
Yeah.
Yes, I think they did.
They did. That's a lot of grace, you know, for them saying it over and over again so people would heed.
Right.
They didn't heed. That was a problem.
Well, the good thing was they only had to hear it once and they obeyed.
Right.
Tongue in cheek.
I don't know what Bible y'all been reading.
That's right. Hey, Sarah, in all seriousness, thank you for loving the Word, reading your Bible. taking the time to study, getting in the Word, get the Word in you. And you may not wear a ball cap, but this would be a good little stocking stuffer.
Yeah.
You got some of your Christmas
shopping. Oh, she's going to wear it now.
You think she will?
Yeah. Well, we paid a lot of money for this cap right here, and we're going to send it to her. That's including the postage, so she's going to wear it. Sarah, you're going to wear this ball cap, aren't you? Send us a picture.
I will wear it.
See there?
I will wear it. I'd be proud to wear it.
There you go. That's what I'm talking about.
There you go.
Anyway, Sarah, go ahead with your question for us.
I want to know if y'all know the three state animals of Texas. They have three state animals.
All right, hold on just a minute. Let's talk. Don't say anything, Sarah. We're going to talk amongst ourselves.
Yeah, one's going to be an armadillo. Okay. You see them out there on the center line so often when you're traveling across the Lone Star State.
Yeah, not too bright.
They cook them upside down. Ain't no doubt in anybody's mind.
Armadillo's one, right, Sarah?
No, I'm just joking.
I agree.
Do you really?
Is, yeah.
I'm going with armadillo.
Okay, that I'm just having right. fun.
Is that right, Sarah?
Yes.
Oh, wow. Paid off.
All right, okay. Again, don't say anything, Sarah, until we – what do you think about the jackrabbit? Is that
– That's a good one.
There's tons of jackrabbits.
Yeah. What about a jackrabbit, Sarah?
There are tons of jackrabbits, but that's not one of them.
Okay. You know, what about the cattle? Because, you know, you got King Ranch and cattle are just such a big part of
She gave us one – she gave us one swing and miss, so we'll
– Let's say cattle.
Cattle?
It's longhorn.
Oh,
longhorn, that counts. It's cattle. Okay, we got one more. I'm gonna take wild boar for 100 because they got wild pigs everywhere.
Yeah, I don't think. Let's think Texas. Let's think uniquely Texas.
Camel,
not camel.
A camel.
I think we missed what I just said.
What about like a Mustang or something like that?
Ooh, Mustang.
Wild Mustang. That's SMU more up in the Mustangs? Mountains.
Yeah. Do what now?
That's more up towards the mountains, but you may be onto something. Maybe a quarter horse. I mean, horses. Yeah, horses, cattle. Yeah, I'm going to say
horses.
Horses.
I don't think y'all are going to get this one. It's Mexican free-tailed bat.
You know, three-tailed?
You know, Sarah, you're right. We probably wouldn't have got that one.
Three-tailed bat.
Three-tailed? Does it really have three tails?
No, free.
Free.
F-R-E-E.
Free tail.
Free tail.
Okay, so we got armadillo, longhorns, and whoever came up with this list tried to just throw one in there that nobody'd ever guess.
Well, the exterminator knows. When they get that call and they say, "What, Bob's extermination, how can I help?" Well, are you sitting down? Because I got an infestation. And then they started.
A Mexican freewheel.
Mexican
freewheel monkeys. What do we got? What do we got?
Bats. Yeah.
Yeah, bats. Yeah.
Freetail.
Freestyle. Mexican freestyle rats. No. What?
Flying rats.
Flying rats.
Anyway, Sarah, way to go. That's a good. We'll know that next time.
And Sarah, good question. And I'm going to put you on hold. Amanda's going to come on and get your information, and we'll send you a ball cap, okay?
Thank you.
All right.
Mexican.
You have a great
I saw this list about
Mexican free what?
Yeah, they said some signs of things you don't want to see, and it's if your surgeon says, oops, and then it says if the exterminator doesn't come out from under your house, that that's never a good sign. If he's under there looking for those freewheel flying bats.
Did you say free tail or free will? You guys are confusing me.
I'm looking up.
Freetail.
A free tail there.
Free tail.
Like retail?
Yeah, because you thought free tail. Thought three tail.
Well, it was starting to scare me. Three tails. If she said three headed bat, I mean, that kind of stuff.
You got your Mexican free tail bat.
All right.
I don't know why you'd pick this animal as one of your three most prideful possessions of your state,
Texas. Anyway. Well, longhorn, that's a real good. You
longhorn,
know longhorn, you know, but you're not going to go into a restaurant and see one of those up on the wall, fireplace. You'll see
Mexican
a
retail bat.
Longhorn.
They're also called Brazilian free tail bats, so I guess they're like multinational. All right,
diversity.
Who's next?
The only diversity's important in the bat.
If you got a full grown bat here.
Yeah.
Mexican free tail bat, a full grown one, is 0.44 ounces. Doesn't even get it to an ounce.
Wow, that's tiny.
Yeah. All right, so who's up next?
All right, we're going to go to Kentucky. It's our first trip to Kentucky today. Greg is on the line. Greg, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Greg. Where do you live in Kentucky?
Yeah, what part of the Bluegrass State?
Western Kentucky, Murray.
Yes, sir. You can tiptoe. If you're in Paris, Tennessee, you can tiptoe and just about see Murray from there.
My brother-in-law played football for a year up there. Murray State.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's back in the 80s.
You ever go up towards, you go up river a little bit? Greg, you ever been to Owensboro?
I have once. Caught a flight out of there one time.
Yeah, most people do.
Did you stop and get any mutton or burgoo, or have you ever heard of that?
No.
Well, you don't know what you're missing out on, Greg. Put that on your bucket list.
I eat at a McDonald's.
Yeah, well, it's not the same thing.
Next
time you got to catch a flight out of Owensboro, stop by the Moonlight or the Old Hickory and order some mutton and burgoo. Mm-hmm. You'll thank me later.
Pretty well-kept secret, though. I mean, you still there?
All dropped.
No, Greg, you still there?
Are you kidding me?
Oh.
What happened?
Hello?
Can you hear us? Greg, can you hear us?
This is what happened earlier.
Greg, you still there?
I'll stay on the line.
Hey, Greg.
Oh. Okay.
Well,
can he not?
That's interesting.
He can't hear. Well,
we had that problem earlier.
All right. We'll put Greg on hold. We'll get back to you in an hour or so.
And this is why I'm glad that we got Morse code, because if y'all hear some tapping going on in a minute, we're going to be communicating back and forth with Greg.
Yeah.
Hey, Greg, I would just say to you for English, press 1.
Oh, man.
All right, did we lose
for
Greg?
For Espanol, press 2.
I think, okay, all right. Can we move on and then come back to Greg?
We can move on.
All right. We're going to go to Arkansas, and Gideon is on the line. Gideon, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hello, esteemed professors.
Well, Gideon. That's a way to start out,
Gideon. Brother. Hey, you're the first Gideon I've ever talked to.
Great Bible name.
Yeah, that's right.
Gideon? Thank you. My parents did really well on it.
Yes, sir.
They did.
Yeah, they did.
Absolutely.
We got a live wire here.
Yeah. Gideon, ask, answer, or do both, buddy.
I would like to do both.
Which one you feel confident about?
I feel confident about both of them.
Okay. Which one you want to answer?
I'm talking about right there.
You want
him up to the plate.
Yes.
Two outs and two strikes.
That's right.
The Apostle of Liberty.
All right, Gideon, here's the question. What American hero was known as the Apostle of Liberty?
George Washington.
It was George.
Wow. Right. Nice. George Washington.
Well played, sir.
He was known as the Apostle of Liberty. That's right. George Washington, our first president. All right, Gideon, way to go. Way to know your American history. Do you want to ask us a question now?
Yes, I would love to.
Okay, go ahead. Fire away.
The name Gideon, what does it mean?
I know the story, but I don't know what the name means.
Well, it depends if the E is upside down
that's
or right side up.
It changes things.
It does change the meaning.
Really?
Gideon. Okay, hang on a second, Gideon. Doesn't it mean like man of valor or something?
Well, that's what the angel or the Lord, when he was actually hiding, threshing a little wheat, going to eat one last sandwich and die because of all this invasion, completely outnumbered. And then the angel said, Gideon, oh mighty man of valor. And then he was like, wait, what?
Let's go with that. I think you're right.
Oh mighty man of valor?
Well, I mean,
okay.
Sometimes.
Well, this did say he was going to take and use him to free the people. And it seemed like maybe they added a little something right there, like that he was going to be the one that was going to offer freedom.
Yeah, all right, what's Gideon mean?
Yeah, what's it mean, Gideon?
In my family, we go by Mighty Warrior.
Mighty Warrior.
Mighty
I like that.
Good.
So in your family, you make the rest of your family call you Mighty Warrior? call Mighty. No, don't call Mighty Warrior to lunch. His sandwich is
ready.
That's
right.
Mighty Warrior, would you ask the blessing, please?
Hey, Gideon, that is a great story in the Bible. I know you've already read it because it's your name, but how he had too many troops and God thinned the troops out, then thinned them out again to make sure that people would know it's not their strength, it's not their intellect, but it was a God thing that God was bringing the victory. And so great story, great name, and thank you for you and your family for listening to AFR.
All right, thank you, Brother Gideon. We got 5 minutes approximately left, 4.5 minutes left on the program.
So we are sorry, folks. Sorry, Greg, we're having some technical difficulties.
Beyond our control.
Beyond our control.
Well, everybody is online shopping, and it's kind of
messing us up.
Yeah, it's messing us up, but too much bandwidth with everybody. Yeah, you know, doing
I'll go with that.
Well, we got time for one more call, I think, and then we got to give our answers.
Okay. All right, we go to Ohio, and Caleb is on the line. Caleb, welcome to Trivia Friday. Caleb, can you hear us? Okay, I'm just not sure what's happening today. I'm going to put Caleb on hold, and we'll try going to Tennessee. And Billy is on the line. Billy, can you hear us?
Yes.
Oh, right. That's good.
All right, Billy, welcome to Trivia Friday. You want to ask, answer, or do both?
I'm going to try to do both.
All right. Which one you want to try to answer?
I go to my second choice since my first one was already answered, and that would be the Mack truck.
Oh, there we go. Hey, Billy, here's your question. What is the logo for Mack trucks?
The Bulldog.
Bulldog. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. And that's a good, iconic brand there. Well,
oh, yeah.
Well, what's your question for us?
What would you have to have exactly 50 coins changed for a dollar?
What would you to have 50 coins? And that
right.
dollar make change for a dollar?
Right.
That is a great question.
50, though.
Yeah, because if you had 40 pennies, one dime, no, that'd be 41. Yeah, that'd be...
You better go ahead and tell us.
Tell us.
Yeah, Billy, how you gonna figure that one out?
40 pennies, 2 dimes, 8 nickels.
That's a great
40 pennies
math.
Is 40, 2 dimes.
That's excellent.
2 dimes is 60.
And then 8 nickels, that'd be
40.
That'd be
8 nickels is 40 cents. Yeah. Hey, yeah. That's Billy. Are you going to be available in April to do our taxes? right around April the 15th, we don't need to file for an extension. If we can get with you a couple of weeks before April
Thank
the 15th,
you, Billy.
That would be helpful.
Don't be a hero.
Billy, don't be here. All right. In the Christmas classic, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, what is the name of the elf who wants to be a dentist? Either of you guys remember?
I remember, but I can see him.
Hermie.
His squeaky voice.
Hermie.
Yeah. That's right. Major League Baseball and NFL, you got to wait.
Is it 4?
What do you say?
I don't know.
5 years.
5 years.
Got to wait 5 years to be eligible for induction in the Hall of Fame. Bobbing for apples. Romans brought it to Britain when they invaded.
That's crazy enough. I'm going to say that might be true.
100% true.
Wow. That's just – when you first said it, I thought,
all right,
that ain't
my
right.
My question is, what are the two most used names for God in the Bible?
Yahweh and Elohim?
Yes. Yahweh means the Lord, and Elohim means God. And those are 1, 2. Yeah, Yahweh by far the most used, and then Elohim second. We'll see you Monday. Have a great weekend.